Hi, Pastor Bob here. Welcome back to the Men of Valor and Daily Living Podcast. Verse from today is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 2. And it states, "For we also had the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them, because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed." The other day, I ordered something online that I really needed. It said delivery in one day, so I filled out all the credit card information and my address. The next day, the package never arrived. So I said, I'll give it one more day, and still no package. I called to complain, and they said, "We don't have any order for you, sir." I immediately thought they screwed up, because I knew I filled in the required information. And then the person asked me this important question: "Did you click the button to submit? Without the submit choice, all your work that you did amounted to nothing." How similar will that be to perhaps millions of people on Judgment Day? And God says, "Did you submit and have faith in my word? Not just enough faith to believe in your head, but did you have enough faith to submit and obey me and my son, which gave your faith value?" Jesus says in John 14:23, "Anyone who loves me obeys me." If you just said the prayer of asking Jesus to come into your heart, and did some good things in your life and thought you had faith, but never submitted and obeyed to him, perhaps you never clicked the submit button to be born again. Jesus states it pretty clearly in Matthew 7:23, when he says to people who thought they had faith and did unauthorized works, "I don't even know you." 2 Thessalonians 1:8 says, "He will punish those who don't know God and do not obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus." The contrast, though, in Luke 11:28 said, "Blessed are those who hear and obey." His salvation is a gift that cannot be earned. However, once you receive that gift, you will be transformed into a new person. You are born again into a new creation. That submit button is what starts your trip to heaven on the narrow road. That, as Jesus said in Matthew 7:13 and 14, "Very few travel the narrow road, but the road to hell is wide and very crowded." We pray you hit the faith and the submit obey button today. What an amazing God we serve. God bless you all.